You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast. Do we get a break in this game? Not on your Nelly, do we? We've got Tramore on this Saturday evening for you. We've got seven races and we've got competitive action yet again. Of course, it's the third day of the four-day festival. They finish off with another jumps card tomorrow night. But it's on the flat today and the action begins at 4:50 with a mile and a half fillies maiden. Pretty grisly stuff, it has to be said, but there is a winner to be found amongst them. And All of Me looks the obvious candidate here, courtesy of that run the other day down in Down Royal, when she kept on quite well in the latter stages, only to come out second best behind Boom or Bush in a competitive handicap. Prior to that, though, she had run an incredibly good race in what's turning out to be a very informative maiden, won by Bloomfield. And of course, if you're up to speed with your form over in Ireland, you'll know that Bloomfield has finished place twice in pattern races subsequently, so she was obviously running to a fair level there. We've lost the Dermot Well trained runner, so the field has been thinned out quality-wise, so Nakood looks the obvious threat based on her reasonable effort the other day at Leopardstown behind Dermot Wells' Espoir de Soleil. But that's modest form because the second, third and fourth all got trounced when they went back to the track the next day. So All of Me looks as though she's got everything in her favour there in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the 5:20, which is a mile and a half rated race. And the one I like here is Less of That from the John Fean Stab. And this filly's been a model of consistency, generally speaking, throughout the course of the season so far. Running up to a fair level most times, and the speed figures suggest that as well. She managed to win three starts ago down in Nace in pretty good fashion. And her last two runs at Garran and, of course, last time at Galway, respectively, suggest that she's still holding her form pretty well. In fact, that run when she was out of the handicap last time at Ballybrit, arguably is probably her best performance so far this season, when she started quite nicely up the hill to finish fourth behind the very impressive all the way winner Pearl of the West in a good speed figure. Obviously Boom or Bush and Callum Reader have definitely got to be considered, but Less of That will do for me because of her overall profile.
Race number 3.
On to the 5:50 then. This is probably the hardest race to get your head around here. This turnabout didn't do really much for me last time out at Galway. He had the visor on first time. He just looked a really tricky ride and awkward under pressure. And given that this horse is 7-4 favourite, surely there's got to be a smidgen of value to be had. But when you look, take into account the likes of Live Twice, who's had 16 starts and yet to win, is third favourite here. We're not really left with a lot. So it could well be that an unraced horse here from one of the more obvious stables steps up to the plate. So perhaps a couple just to throw into the hat are Ewan Dawes, Dubai Key. Ewan's already had two winners here at this festival, and the locally trained Gelding by Dubai Destination wouldn't have to be anything special to take a hand here, and neither would All India either, who represents the Joseph O'Brien stable in good form as well. This horse is very stoutly bred by Sapoy, and the market's suggesting we should expect a good run from this one, but not a race to really get too heavily involved in. I haven't got a strong opinion. Like I said, I'm just throwing a couple of names into the hat that might do okay, because I don't really fancy the front end of the market.
Race 4.
On to the 6:20 then, and this is a pretty competitive looking handicap, if I may say so. The one I quite like here is Lizard Point, gelding by Fastnet Rock, who represents a stable that often do well here, obviously Patrick Flynn. And even though this horse is yet to win a race in 13 starts, you certainly can't fault his commitment on his last two or three runs when he's been placed at the likes of Tipperary Garran and at Cork last time out. In fact, he looked like winning the last day, only to just get done by the re-rallying Universal Focus, who come back and nabbed him in the latter stages. But they did pull six lengths clear of the rest, and the speed figure suggested it wasn't a bad race of its kind either. Looking at the rest of the runners in here and looking at trying to pick out the obvious dangers, well, one that wouldn't normally jump off the page to many here would be New Life from the Dennis Hogan stable. Now, this horse got well beat the last time out at Galway behind Andrax, but the ground would have been far too soft for this individual on that occasion. And if you go back to his two runs previously over hurdles, when he was victorious at Wexford and fourth to Killarney, Barney on good ground. You've certainly got to give this horse a fair shout here. So providing the ground doesn't deteriorate too much, I think New Life can certainly outrun his odds there in that 6.20.
Race 5.
On to the 6.50 then, and this looks fairly straightforward stuff here, because St Stephen's Green has got obvious chances of making up for the sort of disappointment last time at Goldwell. I just didn't think he really handled the track. He's quite a big unit, this fella, and he didn't come down the hill and he didn't get into the clearest of runs either, ran in the home turn, got his knickers in a bit of a twist, but stayed on quite strongly, eye-catchingly as well in the latter stages to finish a never near a third behind Magna Carta and Water Sprite. Prior to that, he'd landed a punt when he won at Dundalk, We know that stamina's not a problem for this one. I do think this smaller field will suit him today, because he hasn't got too many horses around him to get him, basically get in his way. Zanjabil would have been the obvious threat, but that's a non-runner. So the way is paved clear for St Stephen's Green to get back on the winner's board in the 6.50.
Race number 6.
On to the 7.20 then, and my best bet of the night runs here in the shape of St Lawrence Gap from the Inform Ewan Doyle stable. And this horse has got an amazing record here at the Waterford venue. He's finished second twice and he's won on his last two starts, both on the flat and of course over hurdles the other night, when he was really impressive in a very strongly run race. I actually fancied quite a few against him that day, but he was always travelling well and he powered on quite nicely late on to win in the end with a little bit up his sleeve from a good field. Time figure wise, well, that's probably one of his better performances, suggesting he's really in good nick. And like I say, he's got some good form on the flat as well. So with Ross Coakley taking a valuable three off, I'd certainly expect St Lawrence Gap to uphold his fantastic form figures at his favourite venue.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the 7.50, and Rubenesque is the logical choice here, being as that King's Wharf doesn't make the gig, and this horse was, I thought, a little bit unlucky last time out at Killarney. He didn't get the clearest of runs after being slowly away in the home straight, but he didn't stay on eye-catchingly to finish an ever nearest second to Luca. With a few more strides, he would have won that day, and given that run come off the back of a 68-day break, one can expect a little bit more sharpness in this mare here this evening from a stable now going quite well at the moment. So every chance at Rubenesque will finally get off the mark at the 12th time of asking in that final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully we'll do it again tomorrow on Sunday, August the 20th, when we're going to take a look at the Star Study programme from the Curra. So hopefully you can tune into that. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.